Dear precious souls of God, we hope you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
We will be celebrating today specifically, and this week that we are entering into, we will be celebrating life. Somebody say, celebrating life. I sense the glory and the presence and the love of God here with us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the word celebrate means to acknowledge, to honor, and to praise. To acknowledge, to honor, and to praise. Now turn with me quickly to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. Leviticus, chapter 23, and verse 2. Leviticus, chapter 23, and verse 2. I'm going to try my best to preach for 15 or so minutes. Leviticus is in the Old Testament, chapter 23 and verse 2. Anyone who does not have a Bible is a spy. In 2020, spies must fall. January is a grace period for you to get your Bible. If you don't have a Bible by February, we will declare you a spy. A spy is someone who has a different agenda to the rest of us. They be with us. They are with us. They come with us wherever we are going. But their agenda is not the same as all of us.
Agenda.
Spies must fall in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And one of the signs of a spy is a lack of a Bible. What type of Christian that does not have a Bible? You have a nice hair, you have nice shoes, you've put on makeup, but you don't have a Bible. Listen, Kwatiza. We are here to celebrate, not to be angry. Are you in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 2?
Amen.
The Bible says, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are the feasts of the Lord. Now, I explained last week that feast also means celebration.
Amen.
So the Bible says, these are the celebrations of the Lord. And one of the celebrations that he mentions, let's read from verse 4. The Bible says, these are the feasts or celebrations of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. Verse 5. In the 14th day of the first month, at evening, is the Lord's Passover. So one of the celebrations that the God announces to Israel and that he asks them to do or to celebrate is what he calls the Passover. Someone say the Passover.
The Passover.
Now come with me quickly to the book of Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12 from verse 1. Exodus chapter 12 from verse 1. Please turn as quickly as possible. My time is very short today. Exodus 12 verse 1, are we there? Amen. The Bible says, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, Let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out of the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And he shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Passover. It is the Lord's Passover. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this Passover is the celebration that the Lord says that they must celebrate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if you read the rest of the chapter, the Lord said that particular evening he was going to visit
Egypt.
But he was not going to visit it for good. He said he's coming to kill firstborns. Then he said,
Ari,
if I come and I go to a house and I see blood on the door, I'll keep walking. If I don't see blood on the door, I will walk in there and take the firstborn. In the morning,
Hussein,
there was a cry throughout all Egypt. God killed all firstborns. He even killed the firstborns of animals. Even the firstborn of cockroaches. If you are a firstborn, he dealt with you quickly. He didn't waste time. Everyone was crying. Except for the ones who had marked their homes with the blood of the lamb. Now, in Leviticus, God says we must celebrate the Passover. Now, what is the Lord saying? In life, many people do not acknowledge others. Some years ago, I was in my room when I was still living with my parents. And the Lord spoke to me and he showed me two gentlemen. And he said to me, I am going to bless them. I celebrated. I thanked the Lord. When I walked out of my room, I can't remember whether it was the same day or some days afterward, I found my parents in the kitchen. Then I went to my father. My father was a manager wherever he worked. And I said to him, there are these two brothers in our church. You know, I want you to see what you can do. If you can do something for them, please try your best. And I remember we had a discussion between myself, my father, and my mother. I had no reason at all to go talk to my father concerning them. Except for the fact that the Lord spoke to me and said, I am blessing them. That week, my father went to work. Then he came back to me. And he said, some positions opened up. Call them, I want to meet them. My father met them. And my father said to them, I am going to train you and prepare you for the interview.
For an interview.
So they came to my home. My father trained them. They went for the interview.
By an interview.
And they were successful. Today they are employed. Today they are married. One of them is married properly. One of them is married. They have children.
Bana le bana.
And life is good. LG.
Bophelo bo tsamaya sentle.
But I remember one day my mother came and told me.
Ke gopola mme wa ka o ile atla mpotsa.
So these brothers.
Arbo abuti bana.
They want to take your father and I out for dinner to say thank you.
Ba batla gore ntsha gore ba ye go ba re leboge.
I said powerful.
But
here, where my heart is, I felt a pain. I am the source. I'm the source. Through my relationship with God, through my connection with my parents, they were nowhere to be seen. My heavenly father spoke to me. I went and I never consulted anybody. I went to my father. I spoke on their behalf. I did everything. But when it comes to acknowledgement, I didn't even exist. Till today, I don't exist. And I realized that this is a phenomenon worldwide. Where God continually does things for us. And we never take the time to acknowledge that the reason why I'm alive, the reason why I have breath in my nostrils, the reason why I can wake up in the morning is because of someone specific. We just get up and move. We never take the time to acknowledge. Say, Lord, this is you. And I thank you. I'm grateful. It's not by luck. There's nothing like luck. You are the one. You are the source. And I want to acknowledge you as the one who is blessing me. As the one who is keeping me alive. As the one who is giving me success. As the one who has given me children. As the one who has given me a family. As the one who has given me a home. You just acknowledge him as the source. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say acknowledgement. So today, I want us to acknowledge the fact that God is the source of life. What did I say?
God is the source
of life. Not Muhammad. Not the Big Bang. Big Bang. What is that theory? The Big Bang is God. It's God. God is the reason why I'm alive. God is the reason why I'm not dead. God is the one who is sustaining my life. We want to acknowledge him. It's not by chance. Woo! I was lucky, young. I was almost in an accident. Yo, I'm so lucky. Someone say nonsense.
Nonsense.
Yo, I got the job. Yo, I'm so lucky, yo. I'm so
lucky.
It's not circumstance. God is doing it. That's why in the book of Psalms, David said, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
David, recently,
in fact, just recently, there was a windstorm here in Mafias and with rain. And all of a sudden, water, where we stayed, water went into the house. And I was shocked. That, how does this water enter this house? And so, we had a box of books, and our books were sitting in a certain corner there. And this water went straight for the books. Straight. So I rushed, I took the books, I put them aside.
Got it closer.
And the box was soaking wet.
Box neta pile.
And by the grace of God, none of the books were destroyed. I was angry. Satan. Went straight for my books. Nonsense. Then on Sunday when we came to church, when we started the generator, it said I'm not starting. So on Tuesday, I took out my tools and I was working on the generator. So while I was working on the generator, I said, let me do two things at once. I said, I want to wash, and at the same time I'm working on the generator. I put water in the washing machine and I forgot that I'm washing. And I went to the generator and I worked on it. I got it to work. When I go into the house, what's going on here? It was flooded. I took 3 hours to get rid of all that water.
3 hours.
But I realized that where my books were, it was a flood. When Mom Ruth came back home, I said, hey, that rain that I was angry with, I acknowledged that it was God. It was God. Because this flood that came through trying to wash would have completely destroyed our books. Completely. And I said, it is God. And she said, yeah, it's God. It can only be God. And I also realized that even in disaster, he's there. He's working. Even though it seems like things are not going in your favor, he is busy working. He's working. But the horrible thing is that mankind seldom comes to the Father to acknowledge that you are the one who is doing these great things. That's why Healing Fire Ministries in January, all we are doing is celebrating him. All we are doing is acknowledging him. And this week specifically, we are thanking him and celebrating him for life. How many are grateful to God for life? For life. Put your hands together and give him praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you would just take a second just to think, you being you, how many times you've done things for people? Even just to say thank you. You've broken your back for people. How did that make you feel? I know that we are doing it for God. We are serving God. Yes, but unless you don't have a heart, something here. Something happens. And you feel pain. Because you work so hard. You stretched yourself. You sacrificed. You did so much. And they would rather even celebrate someone else. One day, I was driving someone. Driving. And I don't want to say who it was I was driving, but I was driving that family a lot those days. To the point that my mother and father complained and said, "We don't know you in this house anymore." And I said, "It's fine, don't worry." And sometimes they will call me to drive them. And they say, "Come at 8 o'clock. I'll be there at 8 o'clock. And they'll come out at 9, sometimes they'll come at 10. And I'm sitting there. I was a chauffeur. Out of my heart, I didn't complain. Sometimes when they didn't have anyone to go collect their children, I'll go collect their children. I'll go to collect. I mean, one time their parents was ill. I went, took their parents to hospital. So one day I was driving one of these people for free, absolutely for free. Just driving them. And the person spoke. And they said, "Hey, you know this particular brother," and mentioned another brother. "You know, I appreciate them so much. You know, they are such nice people." And the person was praising and honoring and that particular person. And here I am, I'm even driving, I'm here. And I'm waiting to say, you know, even a small little appreciation. You say, even you're driving, you know, I'm grateful. Zero. Until we got to where I was taking them, and I fetched them, I took them back. Nothing till today. Nothing. I said, till today, nothing. I was doing it for the Lord. I was doing it because I love the Lord. But here, even if I try to lie to myself, that feeling is very painful, Bazalwan. It's painful. Now imagine what we do to our Heavenly Father daily. Daily. And anytime you decide to celebrate, you worship everyone in this world except Him. You celebrate everyone in this world except Him. When my daughter was born, I took her, went to my wife and said, "Let's acknowledge the Father and dedicate this child back to Him in her first few minutes of life." Hey! You, God doesn't know your child. Whether your child is black, white, pink, orange, God has no idea. We have to learn to acknowledge Him. And when you acknowledge someone, you are honoring them. You are lifting them up. You are celebrating them. You are praising them. You understand? God dresses you daily. God feeds you daily. God ensures that you have a roof under you daily. God is taking care of our children. God is doing so much for us. God employs us. You know, I read a scripture. Even when you take medication and you feel better, it is God who is healing you. I listen to what I'm saying. There was a certain king who was ill. And God sent a prophet. Prophet Isaiah. And he said, go tell the king that, look, take care of your business. It's time. The king, when he heard the prophecy, turned around and said, Lord, but I've done so much for you. And started recounting everything he's done for the kingdom. And as the prophet was walking out of the house, God spoke to the prophet and said, go back. And God said, because of what you said, I'm giving you 15 more years. Then God said to the prophet, tell him to go to the forest and collect certain herbs and take those herbs and he will be healed. So God healed him through the process of medication. You are sick. You go to the doctor, you go to whoever, you come back and you say, hey, you know my doctor.
Doctor Waka.
You know this medication? Even I'm going to tell everybody about this one is working. Instead of saying, Father, thank you. Somebody say, Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
He is the one who is healing us. The Bible says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. It's not your medication. How many people have been drinking medication but are still dying? When my father was dying, they made us buy the most expensive antibiotics that I've ever heard of in my life. And even as he was taking it, he was still dying. You stop praising your medication. And start praising the living God. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
So, we are children that will celebrate our Father, our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
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 Now, what I'm about to share with you will be our prayer topics for tomorrow. So when we are saying we are celebrating life, what do we mean? Number one, we are celebrating God as the creator. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Quickly open your Bible and read for me fast. I'm closing. I said we are celebrating God as what? The creator. Genesis 1 and verse 1.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
In the beginning, who?
God.
Who?
God.
I can't hear you. God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything that is here. This planet that we are standing on, that we live in, he created it. This environment that has the ability to sustain life, he has created it. You know, in my preparation for the retreat we had last year, where I was teaching about predestined, I studied a little bit about the universe. And mankind have spent decades and decades trying to search for life outside the earth. The earth is the only planet in the whole galaxy.
The earth, kiona planet.
In the whole universe,
mo lefatseng,
that has life.
Mo khona le bophelo.
The only one. And it is God. Not by mistake, not by circumstance. He purposely and willingly created this planet so that life can inhabit it. So we will celebrate him as the creator. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Next time I hear that is Big Bang, God will slap your mouth. Secondly, we are in our celebration of life, we will be acknowledging God as our salvation. John chapter 3, verse 16, quickly.
John chapter 3, and verse number 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So through that sacrifice where God sent Jesus to come and die for us, we have received salvation. Somebody say salvation.
Salvation.
So salvation is more than one thing. Salvation talks about being born again. But salvation also talks about escape. You are in a car accident and you walk out alive. You have escaped. You are pregnant and there were complications. Your child was born healthy. You are still alive. You escaped death. God saved you. So any type of escape that we've experienced, we are going to celebrate that it is God. Only three people said amen.
Amen.
And salvation requires forgiveness. Man fell into sin and was separated from God. So for us to be reunited with God, we had to be forgiven. So in our celebrating salvation, we are also acknowledging that we've escaped because of him, and we are acknowledging that we have been forgiven. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
And finally, salvation also speaks of humility. For the Lord to save us, he had to strip himself of his position as God and took the form of a man to come and die for you and I. An eternal being that can never taste death decided to wear flesh to die for you and I so that we can be saved from eternal flames and permanent separation from Jehovah. He humbled himself by taking the form of a servant. That's why we are celebrating life. The life we are enjoying came with a big price. We must acknowledge that God has done this for us.
Number three,
we'll be celebrating what I call Zoe. Someone say Zoe. Z-O-E.
Zoe.
John chapter 10 verse 10, quickly. When you get there, read. I've run out of time.
John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly.
I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That word life in the original text, which is Greek,
is Greek,
is Zoe.
Ki lerato la modimo.
And when you translate the word Zoe into English,
ge o tlhalosa lentswe le le re Zoe,
it means the God kind of life.
Ke lerato la modimo.
So what does that mean? When you got born again and received Jesus, and you became a child of God, He lifted you up in position and empowered you so that here on earth you will live like a God. Oh, Jesus. Just a week or two ago, one of my church members came and said, Pastor, I have a problem. I said, what's your problem? She said, my ear for the last 3 days has been paining. I was even thinking not coming to church, but I forced. So I said, that's not a problem. I said, put your finger in your ear. She did that. And I said, ear, stop that nonsense. And I said, check your ear now. All the pain disappeared immediately.
Pain
immediately. She said, Pastor, it's gone. I said, stop lying to me. She said, it's gone. She said, is there anyone else who knew? And she said, yeah, my daughter knows. She's the one who checked me during the week. And she saw a crack in my ear. I said, call your daughter. She called her daughter. And I said, check her ear. The doctor said, I can't see anything. The God kind of life. God gives you authority. God gives you power. God gives you dominion. The God kind of life. So God didn't just save you, but He empowered you. And how He empowered you is He filled you with the Holy Spirit. And when you receive that infillment of the Holy Spirit, you are given the ability to dominate the issues of life. Many of you are not dominating because you don't acknowledge Him. You don't celebrate Him. I announced that this is our year of celebration. One lady just walks out and they say, okay, let's go to the municipality. When she gets there, they say, hey, you.
Wena.
Job. Tata.
Tia mereko.
If you can't acknowledge God, I don't know.
He usabani modimo botlhokwa.
He enables you to dominate.
O dira gore o
in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6,
go Ephesians 2,
the Bible says,
Bible,
we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So when He gave you life, He also honored you. He lifted you up far above principalities, far above rulers, far above powers. Those things that chase you when you are sleeping and you are running away, when you wake up, the Bible says you are far above those things. Remember, the other day I was sleeping some years ago, and I fell into a dream. And in the dream, I was walking in the street, just walking. And I saw four gentlemen standing. And just the way they looked, I realized that they are here. So, I continue walking. When I got to them, they surrounded me. And they started attacking me. Yes, they were attacking me. In the dream. In your dream, you can't control your dreams. As they were attacking me, I remembered. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I stood.
Kayema.
And I said, in the name of Jesus. Before I could even finish, I woke up. I said, you better run. You better run. He gave you power. He gave you authority. If you come to this church and you keep waking, you're afraid to sleep. You have not acknowledged the Father. You must dominate, even in your dreams. They must run away from you.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
We are celebrating life. The fact that God has empowered us. You are not a weakling. The devil wants you to believe that you are a weakling. You accept anything that happens in life. Anything you accept. If your boss says it's over, you say, oh, okay. If situations come, recently when my wife had trouble, she sent me a text and she said she has bad news.
Bad news.
I responded, I said, don't worry. I put the phone down. I talked to the man who is my father. And I said, Lord, this year, you said to me, I will celebrate. I refuse this bad news. And I decree and declare that what I have heard shall not come to pass. The God kind of life. Then somebody else arose and told my wife, don't worry. What these people are saying will not happen. If it was you, I said, God, I refuse. I refuse. I refuse. When my wife told me the news, I felt fear. I felt worry. And I said, I refuse. I refuse. I refuse. And I said to the Lord, I will pray until the fear is gone. I refuse to be worried. And I prayed. And I said, Lord, you promised me in your word. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you will raise the standard. I refuse. Raise, it's time now to raise the standard. This is the season where you must show yourself. God has empowered you. Stop being a weakling. Stop behaving like a weakling. Stop accepting all the rubbish of the devil. Can I hear a proper amen?
Amen.
Why don't you grab your neighbor and wake them up and say, stop it.
Stop it.
You won't fail this year.
Amen.
And finally,
Sabu Fellow.
Is that rain?
Yes.
Is a sign. Tell the neighbor it's a sign.
It's a sign.
You will celebrate.
You will celebrate.
Put your hands together for Jesus. You know, over December I was praying and seeking God. And the Lord spoke to me. And it was raining heavily during that season. And the Lord said to me, it is raining because of you. As a sign that I will do what you are asking me to do. Learn to observe signs. And then finally, in celebrating life, we are celebrating that we have a relationship with God. John chapter 17, verse 1 to 3. Quickly. John chapter 17. Verse 1 to 3.
John chapter 17 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know Jesus?
Amen.
Do you have a relationship with Jesus?
Amen.
Do you know God is your Father?
Amen.
Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord and give him praise? So when we are celebrating life, we are celebrating our God as our Creator. We are celebrating him as our salvation. We are celebrating him as the one who has empowered us. And we are celebrating him because he has honored us for us to have a relationship with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many have a relationship with Ramaphosa? Lift up your hand, let me see. Why not? How many know where he lives? Lift up your hand, let me see.
Oh,
is it not your president?
He's our president.
You don't know where he lives? How many has his phone number? Lift up your hand. It's not easy to be connected to a very important person. But you have direct connection to the greatest being.
When you
are in trouble, you can call him. Anytime is tea time, he loves you dearly. We must celebrate that grace. Paul said, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace. He's saying that you can come before God's throne with boldness, without fear. You don't have to make an appointment, you just come. Why? Because you are his child. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Your amen is not blessing me.
Amen.
Are you a child of God?
Amen.
Free access to heaven. Anytime, any day, any moment, any minute. You can wake up in the middle of the night, and if you feel like speaking to God, amen. He's ready to hear your voice. What a grace to have a relationship with the Father. I said, what a grace.
Amen.
I'm not saying amen because you don't have a relationship with him. In my whole life, the one thing that I'm more grateful to him more than anything is my relationship with him. I'm married today because of God. Growing up, I was the most shyest human being. Growing up, I was the worst introvert you can ever find. I kept to myself. So when I was coming to get married, when the Lord showed me my wife, I said, oh God, I'm not her type. She will say no. And the Lord spoke to me. The Lord directed me. I was just like this with my Heavenly Father every step of the way. The Lord even went and spoke to my grandmother and showed her my wife, showed her my lobola, and showed her my wedding. Relationship. Walking with him. Loving him. Enjoying him. Enjoying his fellowship. There are days when I'm trying to sleep. I even have to tell God, wait, now I have to sleep. That one is talkative. When his presence is there, you are in ecstasy. To have a relationship with the creator of the earth. Rise to your feet and put your hands together for Jesus. I said for Jesus.
Thank you for listening to a powerful word of God. We hope that you are blessed. For inquiries, contact 082-682-6048 or send us an email at info@healingfireministries.com or go to our website www.healingfireministries.com. May God be with you.